This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
And now, here's the question.
What's the difference? Yes.
Oh, the bitches.
Emo.
Oh, God.
Good day to you and yours. All right, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization. That's an Australian government agency responsible for scientific research and its commercial applications. Well, they're asking their citizens to download their new app called Chart Your Fart. That's right. And keep a log of their flatulence over a 72-hour period. Basically, they want people to note their fart's frequency, the smell, the loudness, the duration, and how long it lingers. You see, all of this is for a scientific study concerning gut health in Australia. And while that's both interesting and mildly comical, not everyone needs science to know the effect of their farts. Earlier this year, an American Airlines flight could not complete a two-hour flight when a passenger incessantly farted, and that led to a brawl on the plane to the point that they had to turn around. No science needed. People didn't like it. But not to be outdone, a woman took to Reddit to announce that she is divorcing her husband because his farts smell so bad. She insists that she can, on occasion, actually taste them.
Oh, man.
Her words, not mine. Meanwhile, in California, a woman's neighbors called police after they heard her screaming. Well, long story short, her dog farted, and she couldn't open her windows, and the stink was bad enough that she started screaming. Farts, you see, they are what they are, but sometimes they can lead to situations that you might not have anticipated, and that's at the heart of today's question. Today, we just want to know, what did the fart have to do with the story?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,220. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this oh-so-positive Friday. The exciting return today of Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
And if we had just remembered that we'd have Taryn Daly in here, we wouldn't have stayed up last night coming up with tongue twisters.
I know.
Because we have a listener-submitted tongue twister today on Ted versus the FCC. Of course, we are doing a little competition, so to speak, with the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Yeah.
And the loser every week in our little mini fantasy football league, it is their job to take on Ted versus the FCC. Now, you guys have been on their show before.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Several times, in fact.
And that is, what game are you playing with it?
Let's see. I have done beat Migs once. I want to say I got 6 right. He got 5 right. And then more recently, it was, oh crap, what's the name of it? Hook or Shook.
Okay.
I did Hook or Shook.
Okay. 1 second of a song. And I got the first, actually, I got both of them right. I just want to point out that Sarah from the morning show can kiss my ass because she specifically made the second song, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But we're winning on their show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, right, I mean, absolutely. Honestly, all right, okay. Thrill and I can't win at fantasy football, but we dominate their show.
Damn right.
We're giving listeners tickets on their show.
I believe.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What are they doing for it? It's me and Ted hooking you up.
Yeah, they come in here and win me a win. Big deal.
Yeah. Right. How does that help the listener?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I remember the guy I helped, Rob. Hope he enjoys that show.
I helped a woman with a weird name.
Yeah.
So what, they pick you guys to win? So, like, listeners say, all right.
They challenge us.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Sorry, we didn't mean aggressive, but Thrill and I win.
All right. Mm-hmm. Tarano's going to do, I believe, her second ever. Ted versus the FCC coming up today at 4:35. Oh, what else do we have for you? Oh, yeah. We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Man, this is your fault.
Shame on.
And I know there's a lot going on today as far as the world of sports. We've got the Tyson fight going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Your Huskies are in action at 6 as
correct.
UCLA comes into town. Keep that in mind with traffic coming up. But most people today, they are actually celebrating what we are, which is Steve Irwin Day.
Exactly right. That's what we brought up. Live Crocodile. Yeah, man.
Today was Steve Irwin Day.
First thing I did this morning when I got up, I said, hey, let me put my sunnies on.
We door-dashed a Bloomin' Onion for later on to snack on.
Yeah, had the kids open their Steve Irwin gifts early this morning.
Yes.
Oh, nice. What'd they get this year?
Well, they got two crocodiles and one kangaroo.
Yeah.
All they had to do was scream crikey, and it's good times.
Somebody, all I got was a snake and a spider.
The brief history of Steve Irwin Day, established by an Australian zoo in 2007, the year following Steve's death, Steve Irwin Day is meant to honor and celebrate the man's legacy. Since the Irwin family, they were instrumental in founding that zoo in 1970, when Steve was only 8 years old. The family moved to Queensland, where they opened a reptile park that would eventually become the Australia Zoo. Today, the Wildlife Warriors program that was started by Steve and his wife, Terry, from Eugene, Oregon, continues to support and keep alive the dream of taking care of as many animals as possible. And Steve Irwin Day falls on November the 15th every single year. It's not his birthday. It is the day that celebrates the birth of one of Irwin's favorite animals, Harriet, the Galapagos tortoise, who lived to be 175 years old.
Yeah, naturally, that's the day you want to celebrate.
What was the name of that tortoise?
Harriet.
You know
Harriet.
What?
Yeah, so we're celebrating Harriet's birthday technically on Steve Irwin Day. That's the
you're thinking
the
Henrietta.
Oh,
this is Harriet.
This is right. I get them mixed up every time.
They look so much alike.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
If you're not in the know, I know a few of you are not. Here's how you celebrate Steve Irwin Day. You watch some of the Crocodile Hunter shows.
All right.
Which are still on in repeats. I mean, hell, there's only 64 episodes. You're bound to find one you love.
Was that it?
64, but that was over a 7-year period.
That just, for whatever reason, man, I just felt like he'd done 200 shows.
You have to remember, even in the episode where he passed away, on film, as they were diving, that was one episode.
Right.
So just to shoot one episode where you have to meet a certain location.
Oh, yeah.
Do the whole thing, it took a little while to produce. They also suggest you make a donation to Wildlife Warriors or any of your favorite animal rescues in the area, even if that is a dog and cat rescue, all right? Also, they recommend that you...
You know what? I feel okay, because I recently got a phone call thanking me for my donation to Paws.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at you.
Also, they invite you to head over to the zoo of your choice. Steve does have a sad story coming up about the Woodland Park Zoo. So
yeah.
It might be in the morning up there.
Say goodbye to a member.
I'm going to go to the East Lake Zoo.
They ask you to do this.
Drink a Baltimore Zoo. A
couple of facts about Steve Irwin real quick. In 1997, while on a fishing trip on the coast of Queensland with his father, Irwin discovered a new species of turtle. Herpetologist John Cann named it Irwin's turtle, or Elsia Irwini, in honor of Steve Irwin. So he does have an animal named after him. But wait, there's more. Another newly discovered Australian animal, a species of air-breathing land snail, has also been named after Irwin. It is known as Crikey Steve Irwini.
Crikey
Steve Irwini. But yes, today is in fact Steve Irwin Day. So of course, like every other radio show, probably across the country, we're going to celebrate it with not one, but two big time Australian artists.
Mm-hmm.
The first being Olivia Newton-John.
Physical, physical, I wanna get
Does she want to have sex?
I believe she does.
You know, as a kid when this song came out.
It was a workout video.
Right.
That's yeah, all. Man. The leotard, the leg
warmers.
That's
where my mind was. I couldn't believe people loved this song about exercising. Again, I was a child, not piecing it all together. Yes. I'm like, man.
You know what? Honestly, I learned about it as Biggie had a line, getting physical like Olivia Newt.
Well, okay. Olivia Newton-John, very attractive when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like in the Halle Berry way or the J-Lo way. Something's going on there because her husband faked his own death and decided he didn't ever want to see her again and disappeared.
Then they find his ass like on a boat Central off the coast of Mexico or something. Yeah.
Swear to God, he just disappeared for tax reasons. But that was
yeah, said he was dead. I was like, I don't think he's dead because dude looks exactly like that. Has been on a yacht off the coast of Mexico.
He's wearing black at the funeral, yeah. Crying and everything. Oh, yeah. He's like drinking a pina colada in right. South America.
Hola, mate.
Yeah. So Olivia Newton-John and physical taking on the other Australian act known as Men at Work.
I'll defend this band till I die.
We could have picked the Wiggles.
We could have.
Can't really say AC/DC is a bad choice or Airborne for that matter. Little River Band, depending on your choice of music. Or
they're out of Australia.
Air Supply.
Yeah, we debated Air Supply, but
who's the country artist we were joking about?
Keith Urban.
Oh, he can't tell by his accent when he sings? And he's not very urban.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Not at all. Olivia Newton-John and Physical taking on Men at Work and Down Under. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the Shout of the Day. I know you're hoping for a little Colin Hay there. And today on the question, what did the fart have to do with the story and we stay down under? And they say whether they're silent but deadly or loud and proud, the CSIRO wants us to keep up with when we pass wind. That would be Australia's National Science Agency. They are beginning to ask people to chart your fart to help scientists. And they want to learn more about the leading gut health symptoms that are experienced exclusively by Australians.
It's all those blooming onions.
If you had this app on your phone, you would be doing nothing but entering data nonstop all day long.
Oh, today has been ridiculous. Like, today I've just been farting my ass off.
A study of gut health in 2021 discovered that 60% of Australians reported not having regular flatulence, but excessive flatulence, with up to 43% experiencing that most days.
What?
That seems like a high number of Australians having...
That's why they came up with the app. Like, what's going on either in our food supply, the water? We don't know what it is, but can you guys track it? Like, as much as we're making fun of it, they're like, look, if this higher percentage of people are like, oh, man, I'm excessively faulty, they're like, okay, fine. Look, do us a favor. Take 3 days. Monitor your farts. Maybe we can extrapolate something out of this.
The deal with this is, too, much like a dietary app, you are entering everything that you eat. Whenever you eat it. So they can only see, they can not only see that, but how often you fart.
Right.
The times in between.
How long the fart lasts, the duration.
I mean, can I help them? It's Vegemite.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, right.
Using the app Chacha Fart, they are asking Australians over 14 years old to keep a log of their farts for at least 3 days. Users track the frequency of their flatulence, qualities like the smell, loudness, duration, linger, and detectability.
Detectability.
Whatever that means.
My coworkers know.
My word. That's I can hear it or I can smell it. The citizen scientists will help to provide what a normal fart may be among different age groups in the population. They say, while some can find farting embarrassing, it is perfectly healthy. There's nothing wrong with it. Talking about diet often leads into discussion about other ends of eating and the foods, medical conditions, any medication you're on. How much you chew or swallow can have a different impact.
I've heard that. Like, the more you chew, the more air gets into your gut, which leads to not only stinkier farts, but longer or louder farts.
Well, I think the farts really are only embarrassing when you're just unleashing horrible ones. But even you know, all right, either I ate something just not good for me or something's wrong with my gut.
Wait, look.
Your general farts aren't going to reek like that.
And the thing, they're only embarrassing if, like you said, if the stink is more than you thought, right? And people can trace it to you. Because otherwise, you know, if it's 50 people, no one's quite sure who did it. Or if you did not expect the fart and it's in the wrong place. Like, there's nothing wrong with farting, but if you're sitting at a funeral and you fart, you know, on a wooden pew and everyone hears it, well, everyone's going to give you that look. Right. Or no matter who you are, suddenly it becomes embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Or people laughing and they fart.
Well, yeah, but
it seemed like it was really embarrassing when I was a kid, right? Like, if you farted in class, and you didn't plan to fart in class, I guess, like, just the way everyone laughed at you. But by, like, fifth or sixth grade, I'm like, I don't care, man. You know, sure. If you just let it rip, and here's the thing what I discovered in school, right? If you fart and try to deny it, they will make fun of you the rest of the day. If you either announce that you're going to fart or take full credit, then somehow you've become a hero. They're okay. still going yep. to yeah. laugh, but did you make them laugh on purpose or by accident?
Well, when you look at your life and the farts that that are memorable, mine tend to fall into the tragic category, so to speak.
Most of the time.
I was pining after this lovely young lady when I was 18 years old.
Tragic.
I was a freshman in college. And seemingly, I had a lot of classes with her. Now, I didn't really talk to her. I just always noticed, like, oh, wow, she's in my class again. Sure. This is awesome. You know, she's absolutely just gorgeous. So, sophomore year, we have a couple more classes together, but I don't see her as much. I am at a bar called The Dungeon one night, and we start talking. And she came up to me and said, hey, we have whatever class it was together.
Yeah.
And what I didn't want to tell her was we've had six.
Right.
But, yeah. She's like, well, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. We got a test coming up. Start drinking. I'm thinking this is actually going pretty decently because we continued the talk and she didn't go back to her friend group.
Right.
And, you know, I'm there just like, all right, I'm not going back to my friend group. So we continued to chat it up. We did a couple shots. We drank some beers together. And I said, hey, man, I'll be right back. I've got to smoke a cigarette. She goes, I'll go with you. So at that point in time, there was a concrete cinder block wall that was about 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
4 or 5. Enough where you have to kind of do a dip to get up on it, right?
Yeah. Right, you got to lift up a little
bit. So I did a dip. I get up there. I spread my legs. I'm just kind of sitting there. I'm smoking a cigarette. She walks out. She goes, oh, let me come up with you. So I reached down, and I picked her up, and I put her right between my legs. And so she's straddling my legs. But she was kind of falling off the front of the wall a little bit.
Yeah.
So when I then went to put my hands back down to scooch back to give her more room, it was like, I mean, it was powerful.
Right.
This is the summertime. I had shorts on. This thing was loud. Also, it didn't help that there were big holes in the top of the cinder block on top of this wall, which seemed to use the acoustics of those, like a trumpet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're playing it. Like it was hitting, like it was split between two holes, so it made it louder. And she jumped down, I mean, within 2 seconds, and turned her back at me and looked at me in terror and just kind of like slow jogged back into the dungeon.
Like she jogged back into the dungeon.
Like slow jogged back into the dungeon.
Just kind of like one of these.
She actually ran away from the
I'm out. And I was like, oh no. Oh no. So I walked back in like nothing happened, of course. And I tried to talk to her again. And she just put her hand up.
Oh no.
Like this. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like it was just, it slipped. I pushed back and she's like, we're good. And I was like, okay, so I did happen to see her the next time that we had class, and we did have that test. So I saw her in the classroom, and she saw me, and I went just kind of away, like, hey, how's it going? And she put the hand up again.
Damn!
And I'm like, man, it did not stink, because I was sitting up there. I know it was loud. I realized it was an accident. To her, it was really inappropriate. But for me, that fart blew my chances, which I thought I might have.
Pun intended.
Maybe I didn't have a chance, but I thought I did.
You had a chance. Don't go back to sugarcoat this. She's not going back to her friend group. You're not going back to your friend group. You are talking. This is textbook. She likes you. You're a smoker, and she says, I will go outside with you while you have this nasty habit. You had it slammed
and
dunk.
Sit between your legs on the wall. So to me...
Yeah, you're like 20, and you're drinking at a bar called The Dungeon. This was your shot.
I'm telling you, I had a chance. Until I pushed back on that wall. And that was the end of it. And not only that, but I kind of knew some of her friends, too, based on the fact...
They all know you as a farter now.
That is correct.
As soon as you got in there.
Yeah, that is correct.
Harris Biles, the farter.
So anytime
he just farted on me.
Anytime I see one of her friends, they give me that look of like they want to tell her, that's the guy that farted on Cynthia. You know, like that kind of a thing going down. I'm like, oh, man.
You think they ever watched you play and, like, pointed down? Like, there's the punter that farts on people.
Guaranteed. Because that's what they know him as, right?
I'm
so
not even sure
they see him take the field like, oh, God, I know a story about him.
I never even got to that point of the conversation. Like, we weren't, I mean, we were basically just talking about class.
Sure.
Just shooting the crap and all that.
Yeah.
So I did not realize that that would be the end-all, be-all of that. But that's the one I remember the most, just because I blew it, so to speak.
That's what your fart should have sounded
like.
That's
one you will remember.
And that's why. Because
But how many beneficial fart stories?
She wouldn't even let me beg my way out of it.
There's not beneficial ones, but even
if farted and met my wife. You know, that's...
But even if they were on, like, an official first date...
All right.
I feel like...
I still can't do that.
You can't, but you could... I feel like you could almost work through it a little bit, but she's like...
Because you got the date.
Right, she's like, you know what? That guy's in my class. I'm going to go out there. You know, tonight's his night. I'm going to give him a shot. And then within 5 minutes, he's farting on
it. All you had to do was not fart. Like, legitimately, all you had to do to seal the deal was not fart.
I know this because when I was in high school, I would go on car dates with, you know, whoever would go out with me. And by the time that I dropped them back off at their parents' house and started heading back my way, whatever the curfew was, 11 o'clock, I farted from the time that door closed and she went to her front door until the time I got back home, you know, at least 6 miles later. I mean, I held in the farts all night long as a teenager, and I would just fart and roll the window down the whole way home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Because I've been holding them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know in any other situation, I'm not going to fart in front of a female on a date. That's not really... Now, if we progressed...
If you're now dating, that's sure.
Right.
Would you still call it a date? Don't do it.
No, that's when you got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man. I mean...
It's like you're on an airplane.
You have no idea. You have no idea how beautiful this woman was, and I blew it with one fart.
Our question, what did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to the not-so-friendly skies. A flight was reportedly delayed after the plane ran into some unexpected turbulence.
The January 14th incident was documented by a Texas-based Reddit user who was on the American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin. By the way, American did not respond to People Magazine's request for comment on this at all, so they did not address what had actually happened. But one passenger did. I was seated near the row where the situation occurred, while the airplane was still at the gate. He said he saw and heard an audibly disgruntled and maybe hungover man who reportedly exclaimed, "You thought that was rude? Well, how about this smell?" and proceeded to loudly pass gas. "I do not know," he said, "what provoked that comment.
Why?"
And while kind of funny to overhear, it was uncalled for, especially coming from a grown man on an airplane. But he continued, "The man who just purposefully farted moments ago decides to loudly and condescendingly say, 'Yeah, everybody, let's just eat the smelliest food possible all at the same time,' seemingly referring to a scent unrelated to his own actions. In response, a man in the next row reportedly remarked, 'If you don't like it, you can fly private.' So basically, someone was eating some food.
Okay.
And he thought it was stinky. So he was...
trying to enjoy my meal without the fart.
This was a different guy. To which the passenger...
From Phoenix to Austin?
2-hour flight.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm just wondering what the food would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, the gassy passenger told the guy eating the food, "That is so effing rude."
Yeah.
Another passenger
chimed
in.
Wait, the guy that's farting told the guy who's eating that he was being rude for eating
that whatever.
Right. Basically, he's like, "Your food stinks so bad, I'm going to fart."
Correct.
And the plane hasn't taken off. This is going to be a great flight. Yet.
It says, "I think we'd all agree you're the rude one here," another witness said. The spat continues with a flatulent flyer responding, "That's just so low class," before another nearby passenger said, "Well, you're back here in economy with the rest of us farting." The scuffle caused the plane, which had left the gate and been moving toward the runway for takeoff, to stop and have to return to the gate. At this point, the flight crew had to get involved. We get back to the gate, and the flight attendant comes back and informs Fartman that he will not be staying on this flight. He simply replies, "I don't understand." She tells him they'll talk about it off the plane. He gets up, grabs his bag, quietly exits the plane. We all did breathe a sigh of relief when he was removed. I think most people were on edge about what he may say or do next. Trip, by the way, was only delayed about 15 to 30 minutes, so all things considered, American Airlines handled it swiftly. Our question, what did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike D. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
A long-time listener called in a few times, but I do have a question. Why aren't you guys vaping yet?
Vaping? Because I still smoke. I don't need to vape.
I know! Alright, well, so I was in the Army
Why weren't you in the Navy?
Hey, I have a joke for that, Miles. So that's, you know why the guys in the Navy back in the day, they used to wear the name of their last name on the back of their pants?
Why is that?
Well, because you know who you're messing with then.
Ah, I got you. I got you.
I see.
So anyway,
I get it. It's a gay Navy joke. Okay.
I was in Iraq, deployed military police, and I had the privilege of going out. We would basically just like hang out with the Iraqi policemen, show them what they needed to do and all this stuff, and then head back home. Well, there was this chick that we were with, and she was, I mean, she's top notch. She was like G.I. Jane. She was awesome. But she had warned me ahead of time not to eat any falafels whenever you go out on mission. And I was stupid. So we went out, and on our way back, or not actually while we were on our way back, while we were waiting for some of the guys to get trained and stuff like that, we had a vendor come out. And so I talked to him, got a falafel, and decided to go against what she had told me not to do. And went ahead and ate that. On the way back, stomach starts getting up there. So I was a PFC at the time. So my job was to get up inside the gun. And while you're in the gun, you're in this turret. So I was in what they call a Cayman. It's a big, big vehicle, bigger than a Humvee. But they put you in there in this like little spiderweb kind of harness thing. And while I'm sitting up there, I thought I had a fart. It wasn't. So that proceeded to make a little... Yeah, and those things are prepared for everything in the back. Like, so it's a transport thing also at the same time, so you can make sure that all sorts of guys get in there. And that thing was a stink bus. I'll tell you what, it was just horrific. So I had to sit up there in that harness until we got back, and proceeded to just kind of do my little, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so I did my waddle walk back to where I could cleanse myself.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what.
I will say, I agree with falafel. I like falafel, and I never think about it. And I get it maybe once a year. And usually get like two of the little things, right?
Right.
I eat those two, and within 20 minutes, like, I am going to fart for the next six hours.
But falafel's just chickpeas, right?
Garbanzo
beans, maybe.
Or garbanzo.
But like, if I eat hummus or something, I don't fart. If I eat falafel...
I'm with Miles. Hummus gets me going,
really,
too.
Chicken. Hummus does not hit
chickpeas, me. Chickpeas, tahini, any of that stuff mixed together, man. It's good. And when you're in Iraq, I mean, you're eating the real deal.
Yeah, that's the real
stuff. Eating falafel where it's basically, you know, invented, so to speak.
Yeah, but like, seriously, man, like, hummus doesn't bug me. if I ate falafel, and I don't do it much, man, and like I said, I never remember until about 20 minutes later, my stomach does the rumble, and I'm like, oh,
I do enjoy falafel. It's just so hard not to go beef and lamb on a gyro.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll always get it in addition.
Yeah, that's what I think Thrill's saying. It's like, all right, you're getting a beef and lamb gyro, and then it's like, yeah, I'll take a couple falafel.
But if I don't get the falafel, the gyro does not make me fart. But those two little dry-ass patties on the side, I gulp them down, and then it is like 24 hours, and not just farting, but it is bad, bad.
Falafels from a restaurant are typically not that good. Sometimes they're dried out. Yeah. You get a nasty one, man. If you get a falafel sandwich from a food truck, for whatever reason,
they're great. They
do it right. I mean, you're like, This is amazing.
Falafel, yeah. It's like, you ever made a homemade matzo ball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's a thin line between delicious and this is super dry.
And you messed this up. Or it's really chewy or whatever the deal is.
Yeah, I've made them. They were dry as hell.
So I was doing a Zoom call, and in the middle of the Zoom call, she decided she was going to, give me a mouth hug.
Okay.
And she ended up putting pressure a little bit somewhere that caused me to rip like an air horn loudness fart, like right in her face. And she still continued to go, and like it ended. It was very weird. But yeah, my whole conference call heard it, and just right in her face.
Well, I guess she probably did you a solid because you're on the conference call. They heard it. But if her head suddenly popped up,
she went,
right.
Like, oh, my God, you've been fired.
They didn't get to see your face, but they definitely heard it still.
Okay. All right.
And in exchange for a mouth hug, I wouldn't even care.
I would hold it as much as possible.
We call that the Chuck Berry. Again, if you've not seen the Chuck Berry sex tape, I don't recommend it for anything sexy about it. There's just a moment where you're like, Chuck, you couldn't just wait maybe 2 minutes before you decided to fart.
It's a black and white. I'm not talking about the people involved. It really is an old home movie kind of thing where Chuck's like setting up a tripod in there.
And he's like naked in the bathtub or something.
With a prostitute.
Yeah, and she's doing her thing.
Oh, man, Chuck. And come on.
What do you say something like, don't let Chuck scare you? It ain't you, dude. You just farted in her face.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I went to a Catholic high school back in Michigan in the 80s, and we had a religion class that we had to go to. And there's a cereal out there called Cracklin' Oat Bran that is like human Drano for me. It just goes through me. So I had that, and I felt one going, and I was kind of trying to sneak it out. And I was like, oh, good, it's a silent one. I was like, wow, that one's got some volume. And then all of a sudden the smell hit me, and I started laughing so hard. I'm putting my head down on my desk. I'm practically crying. All of a sudden I can hear, like, people from a radius out from me going, oh, my God, what was that? And I just started losing it. It's winter out, so there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. People are pulling windows down, and the girl in front of me started gagging. And I'm just sitting there trying to act like I don't know what's going on, putting my head down, and all of a sudden one of my friends just yells out, the unholy spirit has risen, and I just lost it.
The unholy spirit has risen.
Yeah. The teacher had his nose plugged, and he stayed in the corner. He wouldn't let anybody leave the room even, but at that point, he's like, all right, let's everybody get out into the hall. And everybody was pretty sure I did it. I kept denying it to my death, but it was disturbing.
And do you still eat Cracklin' Oat Bran?
No.
Okay.
My kids dared me to, but they wouldn't be able to put up with it.
That's the Cracklin' part. They just don't tell you that. Like Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right in the name. Yeah. Cracklin' Oat Bran. Like, dude, that is a fart bomb, man. There's no doubt about
it. My mom kicked me out of the house for it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, earlier this year, I had top five in my life, and it woke me up, and I could not believe what happened. It was brisket chili, and it was some of the best chili I've had
in
a long time, and I don't know that I've ever had brisket chili ever, and I'm not sure that I'll ever eat it again.
Just based on your fart experience.
Just based on what was going on in my
stomach. Was it one fart, or was it like a series of farts?
It was one fart, and I'm
telling you. And that's enough for you to say, like, I'm not doing this again.
I sat up in bed, and I got up immediately, and I could not believe it.
Right.
I mean, I could not believe it, and I did not have to go to the bathroom.
It's just the fart.
It wasn't a warning shot or anything like that. It was just the fart, and it was...
I'm telling you, top five, as far as just, oh my God. I mean, Ted had that one in the hallway.
That is the worst fart I've ever smelled in my life.
But that's somebody else's. So if someone else were to smell mine, they might say
they'd probably say the same thing. Sure.
I'm still somewhat tolerable of my own flatulence, even though this was absolutely repulsive. But yeah, top five easy.
I can believe that. I actually had farts bad the other day. My daughter turned 14, wanted to go to a Mexican restaurant. The meal itself sucked. It really was bad. Nobody enjoyed it. But the one thing that was good on my plate were the refried beans, and I just did not give it any thought. So I'm like, you know what? I'll eat a bunch of these. Enchiladas are crap. Rice was crap.
How do you mess up an enchilada?
I really, truly...
You can.
...do not know.
I guess so.
Well, they did. But yeah, so I'm eating all the beans. I don't think about it. I'm like 4 a.m. Same thing. Woke up to my own fart. It was bad. It was not a top fiver, but it's one of those where the blankets are kind of up to my eyes, essentially. So you wake up because of the smell of it. Not the sound, not the force of it, just the stink. And as soon as I woke up, I'm like, that is clearly my ass. This is clearly my responsibility. I can feel it in my gut. So I popped out a little one after that, and it was a much smaller fart, but had the same thickness. And I'm like, I need to poop now.
Well, even that 1 mile was talking about in the hallway. Like,
that was unreal.
Right. Like, I could fart around you guys all the time. You'll never notice. But, man, that day, we had gone out the night before.
Do you remember what you consumed, though? Because, I mean, just...
Yeah, we went out with Dave. We've been eating steaks and oysters and this
high
and that.
High dollar farts.
Oh. Right, like ripping drinks, this and that. So, I mean, that whole day, I'm hungover. And then during that commercial break, I mean, it literally was just like one little bubble. I was like, oh, no. And I just felt it release. And then I was like, oh, God, that's bad.
Well, what was stunning, like Miles pointed out, he goes, but you really, like, some people had closed doors. And it still made it through. Like, this fart, nothing could stop this fart. It was unbelievable. And then it lingered in my mind forever.
I mean, there was something dying inside of me.
Yeah.
I think I had gout the next day from eating all the shrimp and steak. Yeah. Well, it was awful.
When you eat seafood, typically sometimes when you use the bathroom, it will have the smell.
The scent of seafood.
Of seafood. But the last time I was in Baltimore, I pretty well just went on a crab explosion, and everything I had Old Bay on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you use the bathroom, you can smell a little of that.
Yeah.
But I had my first ever Old Bay fart, where it wasn't me using the bathroom.
Just the fart itself smelled like Old Bay.
The fart itself, I've never had a flavored fart before.
A fart that makes you hungry.
I have had... I've used the bathroom where it did not smell. It smelled like the food, like barbecue. Right?
I was going to say, barbecue is the big one.
Barbecue always.
But I've never had the fart.
You go to Terry Black's in Austin, the next day, you're going to be like, that awkwardly smells like barbecue.
It does.
My wife pointed to that. The first time I took her to see a family in Houston, like I said, they feed you everywhere you go all the time. Maybe for 2 days after we got back to Seattle, she's like, I'm reminded every morning that we were in Houston fairly. Because every time you fart, like, it smells like ribs.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Years ago, we were in Dallas for Texas-Oklahoma. But we went and tailgated at the state fair, but we didn't have tickets for the game.
All right.
So we just went back to Deep Ellum, this area of Dallas. Right? We're just sitting at a bar drinking, watching the game. And there's this famous barbecue place there called the Pecan Lounge.
Okay.
So we said, hey, as the game's ending, we're like a block and a half away. We could walk over, basically get in line and get our food. So there's six of us, but we ordered something called the trough, right? Which is just, just two trays, massive meat, sides, whatever that red soda is, not Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
But same thing, the next day you get up and it's just like, and my brother's like, I don't know if you want to go in there. And I'm like, it's not that bad. It smells like brisket.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I know you just pooped, but I'm hungry. Like,
yeah, I've smelled the bathroom after linger. I've never had a fart that was actually flavored by the food.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, that is Old Bay. What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
And somebody texts them. They say, a fart that makes you hungry, that's messed up. It is messed up, but it's not wrong. I mean, that's what we're saying, man. If you eat, like, enough brisket, you fart the next day. Look, I'll put it this way. You're home alone, you fart after eating barbecue. Someone shows up at your house 5 minutes later, they think you're slow cooking something. Like, oh, dude, what are you cooking? Like,
crockpot.
I'm not cooking anything. I just farted barbecue.
And maybe to say it makes you hungry is a little strong, but you could definitely smell the remnants of, like...
Well, it kind of makes you want to eat it again.
Yeah. What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, we've talked about this before, but when you go to Maryland, right, and you're eating all that stuff covered in Old Bay, like, again... When you walk into a crab house or whatever, there is, I mean, I don't think there's much better smells on the planet.
No.
You walk around the back of the crab house.
Oh.
It's awful, right?
The dumpsters.
I said I did it the other day, right? I got a container of crab meat. I only ate half of it. And then I left it in there for like 2 days. I walked in my house. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? It's like, right. Like, cause seafood just, once it's bad.
It's bad.
And it's right. And it's so weird too. It's like, it shouldn't smell that fishy.
right.
So it's like, I'm with you, Miles, whether you're eating it or throwing it out. I feel like seafood rides a
yes, it does.
Dirty, weird, sneaky
line. Your body's throwing
dirty,
it out as
weird
well.
Line, you know?
Yeah, it either likes it or hates it.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hey, so years ago, I live in this old neighborhood where the houses are real small and the properties are odd-shaped.
All right.
And anyways, so it's a sunny summer afternoon. Me and my girlfriend, quite a while, you know, we're hanging out and in the living room. And all of a sudden, I feel this major rager coming on. And I'm like, well, you know, I'll do her a little favor. There's a big sliding glass door on one wall. It goes out to the front deck, and I'll open the door and back out. You know, make it kind of funny, but, it, you know, at least get out of the room. Anyways, I let this thing go, and it's a ripper. Well, I see this movement out of the corner of my eye. I look over to my left. My neighbor, the single gal, her backyard is right there. They chose to build a deck out the back of the house. And, you know, like I said, nice sunny afternoon. All of a sudden, I see them and we made eye contact. She's got a date and another couple. And they're having dinner.
All right.
And I mean, she went to the nines. I mean, it's a picnic table, but they got the tablecloth. They got candles going, glasses of wine, you know, some kind of cool dinner. I don't know what it was, but the look in her eyes when I let this thing go. And everybody looked, of course. And I'm just like,
yep.
What are you going to do? You know?
That's your neighbor. You're going to see him every day.
Grin, hi, and went in and closed the door. And
I mean, all you could do at that point, once it's happened, is apologize.
My bad.
Hey, man.
My bad.
Sorry.
Sorry. What are you chewing on over there? What do you got?
Didn't see you there.
Did she make falafel?
Hey, this is why you close your mouth when you chew.
Yeah.
Right. Have some manners.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.